Theme tune.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
So here is your Monday fix of 24 years at the tap end, the autobiography that just seems to run and run. Okay, so where are we at?
I'm going to take you to round about my 18th year at the tap end, if you're keen.
I am winning because I am Charlie Keane.
Charlie Keane.
Yep.
And I'm going to be Quiz Keane Bleakley. I sort of turned that into a quiz name there by accident. But we'll go with it.
Why are you Quiz Keane?
I don't know.
It's like you're one thinking of those. Quiz Keane Aguilera.
I'm kind of a Keane and a quiz name mixed together there.
Okay. People will use that now.
I'm ready.
I am so ready.
I am very lucky that I've grown up with a brilliant group of mates. Mates that have seen me at my highest and my lowest. But mates that when I look back on my time at the tap end, I've had a brilliant time with. I wanted to dedicate this chapter of 24 years at the tap end to them and explain a little bit more about them. There's Cantona, named this because his mum is French. He's a good lad, probably our most successful and unsuccessful bloke on a night out in equal measures. He likes to play a statistics game, something I couldn't do but respect him for it.
What does that mean?
So generally, I'm not saying he does this all the time, but I'm saying that he's very direct with girls. So if he sees a girl that he likes, he's more than happy to go up and be very blunt about what he wants.
To a lot of them.
On the basis that probably to a lot of girls, that's quite rude. But every now and then one goes, yeah, I'll go with that.
Okay, right. So just taking a chance.
Yeah. He's willing to be rejected, which is something I fear.
Hate that.
Chaz and Chinese Dave are generally the more sensible guys in our group. Chinese Dave in particular loves cultural things, like going on activities on a night out, rather than just heading to the pub. He likes to do classy things. He'll go to a nice themed pub. Or do you know what I mean? Or he loves an activity. He loves a teppanyaki grill.
Oh.
That kind of thing.
Classy.
Instead of a burger. He's got that element of class and culture about him that he loves on a night out, which maybe isn't what we always go for. Dougsy, I have known since I was about 8 years old. We're basically the same, except I'm slightly better at the football game that rhymes with Wiz Khalifa than him. He would deny that, though. Webbo has been one of my best mates for many years now, although he is the kind of lad that has been known to order a hot chocolate and a round of beers. Jono and the Beast are gentlemen, and I can't say too much about the convict, unfortunately, but he's a lovely bloke. Then there's my mate Sir Dosser, Ollie, who has provided many laughs over the years. He's my mate who created the songs Bish Bash Bosh. Bish, bash, bosh, having a laugh in Prague. And more recently, Hanging in the Morning.
We'll be hanging in the morning. We'll be hanging in the morning.
Do you ever get requests when you're on your, like, when you're DJing or?
Someone has asked me for Bish Bash Bosh before.
Yeah.
And I didn't have it to hand.
Did you not?
No.
I can sort that for you.
I need to get that burnt off.
He's a simple guy who likes simple things and has a unique view on life compared to other people. I must point out when I'm reading this, I'm finding this ever so slightly awkward. Because as you can see, and I know, but probably no one listening can see, I brought Sir Dosser with me to work.
Yeah. And you're talking about him now.
I know. And he's just sitting there at the back. Sort of
like he's not here. You're talking about him like he's not here. Hi, Sir Dosser.
Hello.
I like it that it's Bring Sir Dosser to work day.
Yeah, well, he's got a day off his work. And I said, well, do you want to come along? Because, you know, we talk about him a lot and stuff. And he really wanted to and wanted to come say hi. So,
are you going to do this every last Monday of January?
I don't know. Is this going to be a regular thing?
I'll be up for it. Why not?
What's tricky here, though, is I am going to go on with this story.
That's fine.
But just bear in mind that he's sitting in the corner there.
Is this happening?
Unlike most other people, he hates hot sunny days, which has caused problems when we've been on holidays to Falaraki, Malia, Magaluf, Napa and Kavos. He struggles in hot conditions.
Is that true, Dosser?
Yeah, I did on the lads' holidays. Used to be pretty bad.
He has openly said that sunbathing is selling out.
Is that true?
Does this need explaining?
By selling out, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, we're there for the nights, not to sunbathe in the day.
He can never lie on a sun lounger for more than a few minutes before he starts to thrash around and say things such as tanning is for girls or roll on winter. One of the most majestic sights there is watching Sir Dosser try and mount a Lilo. He physically cannot do it. And the facial expressions he will pull when he attempts to mount the Lilo are priceless.
Why can't you do it, Dosser?
It was a struggle.
It's actually harder than you think, I think.
But with him, it's like wrestling a seal or something.
Definitely makes a meal of it.
But all this makes him a legend, and we've had many funny times together. Whenever we went out in Watford, we would generally spend the few pounds kept aside for taxis on kebabs and have to walk from Watford to Northwood, where he lives. We would go back to Butler's Garage and listen to the Streets album until we fell asleep, usually getting woken up by lawnmowers the next morning as he had a gardener that came round once a week on a Tuesday.
How big is your garden, Sir Dosser?
It's a big one.
It's quite big, yeah. Enough to have a Manuel the gardener.
Manuel the gardener?
His name's Manuel?
That's what we call him. I'm not too sure.
Is this from the royalties of Bish Bash Bosh that you've been able to afford this this person?
Have you ever seen his... Have you seen this Sir Dosser tattoo he's got on his arm? Show who's got your... He once messaged me saying, I'm going for a tattoo. And I was like, what's going on there then? What are you going to get? And he's like, I'm going to get Sir Dosser written on my arm. And I was like, surely not.
It's happened.
And then he went offline.
And that was the last you heard.
And next time he came online.
Done it.
This was what was shown to me on a photo. Do you want to show Scott?
We'll get a picture up. Oh, on the left arm, on the inside. Right, we'll get a picture on the Facebook and Twitter.
We've had some great nights out together, but around that time, most of our nights involved driving to Topgolf in Watford or hanging out in Pinner Memorial Park. Even aged 18, and by then some of us were driving, our borders never really extended. Funds were still a massive issue and meant that generally, even if we wanted to, we couldn't really travel very far very often. But being 18 had suddenly meant that new possibilities were being opened to us in the local area. Now, we could all get served in the pub. We could all vote now, but that wasn't going to be a regular activity for the boys.
It's not, is it?
No. We could legally go to a casino and gamble, but we didn't really have the money for that, so it seemed like a bit of a waste of time. We tried all these things, but on discussing what else we could do, we realised that there was one thing that we hadn't really tried. Cantona pointed out that there was one pub in the area that we were all yet to try. It was a little bit notorious in Northwood Hills and advertised exotic dancing on a chalkboard outside of it.
Northwood Hills sounds like the Hollywood Hills.
It's not.
Oh.
But wow. You're thinking, the thing is, Scott Mills' brain's
I'm thinking
going,
Beverly Hills, yeah.
Right, I see. Okay.
Not like that, no?
Anyone in the area will know Northwood Hills is very different to Beverly Hills.
Right.
Despite my concerns, the boys decided it would be a good idea to go. So about 10 of us all walked into the pub. I wasn't sure where to look. It was all a bit weird, with a lady dancing in the middle of the room. We took our seats in the room.
In a pub?
Yeah.
Okay, and was it exotic?
Kinda.
Was it? Exotic?
I don't know, I've never been anywhere exotic before, but... Right. We took our seats in the room. There was a scattering of other people in there, but our group looked ridiculous. They're in huge numbers, not really knowing what to do. Or in my case, where to look.
So where was the lady? She was in the middle of the room?
She's in the middle of the room.
And all you lads are around?
Yeah, there's like tables going all around the pole in the middle of the room.
There's a pole in a pub?
Yeah.
Like a fireman's pole?
Yes, that kind of thing.
From the ceiling to the floor?
Ceiling to the floor. On a health and safety note, actually, Becky, if she was there, would have been fuming because there was a... the air conditioner was controlled by one of those fans that goes like that. And I did fear that should someone be sort of up that pole, like, they're going to...
Their heads chopped off.
And you know me, I'm not, you know, that fussed about health and safety, no. So God knows what Becky would have... A lady came round with a tin that we each had to put a pound coin in. Chaz instructed me to sit on my hands, and not really feeling like I wanted to be there anymore, I obliged.
Can I ask, why did you have to put a pound in a pot? Were they the chuggers coming around for charity?
No, that was just what you did. The lady came round and each of you put a pound in the pot. It was like doing the meter on a car or something like that. It just bought you another 15 minutes in there kind of thing. All 10 of us sat there sitting on our hands, and then the dancing lady took a pound coin from the tin and put it in the jukebox on the wall. I expected Christina Aguilera Dirty or a Shakira song, but I think the lady accidentally pressed play on the wrong song. She played this.
That's what I'm saying.
Now, if you don't know, it's a song by Madness called Driving in My Car, and it was clearly being played in error.
I love when people get the wrong one on the jukebox.
Honestly, Dossett can back me up here, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was a... We all looked around going, is this what happens? Like, I didn't expect this. To her credit, she carried on, despite the song being played. I can't speak for all the boys, but for me, it was a very strange experience. And the awkwardness of the situation, mixed with the music, caused me to start laughing. The owner of the pub by now had emerged from behind the bar, keen to see why Madness was being played, and saw me laughing and didn't look happy. I couldn't hold it in, though, and so I made my escape. We weren't even halfway through the song as I walked out the door to the sound of Madness.
So she is exotic dancing to Driving in My Car by Madness.
Yeah. And age 18, I was like, is this, like, this isn't what I was told it was going to be like.
It's
like,
not the first song you put on, is it?
No. I think she'd obviously pressed wrong and she was like, I'm not spending another pound.
Yeah.
We'll work with what we got. It was an experience, however, and I decided not to make a return to that establishment. I can never look at Madness the same way, though. Like when I saw them performing at events like the Queen's Jubilee or the Olympic closing ceremony. Because of that trip, when I see a sign for exotic dancing, all I can think of is Suggs, and vice versa, which is no nice thing. Theme tune!
I've boshed banter in Prague, I've dressed up as a Smurf, I've swapped lives with a German, bought strip pens in France, I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam, I had a naked massage, me and my mates had a laugh, I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
This is Scott Mills
on BBC Radio 1.